USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the United States, saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we can reach that goal, but tells CNN that we aren't quite in a place to declare victory.
We're going in the right direction. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But now's not a time to declare victory. It's a time to get more and more people vaccinated. Just the way the president said today, we want to get to that goal. It's a doable goal, and I believe we'll get there.
And the death toll from the collapse of a Mexico City train overpass has risen to 24 as crews continue to try to search the wreckage for victims. The overpass collapsed Monday night onto a busy roadway as a metro train passed over it. More than 70 people were injured in the collapse. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
One of the jurors in the Derek Chauvin trial is under scrutiny after admitting in an interview that he'd attended a Black Lives Matter rally in Washington, D.C. Tim Berg has the story.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousins show the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a man who tried to drive through the gates of the CIA's headquarters has died of injuries sustained after he was shot by guards. The CIA says Roy Gordon Cole was known to them because he had tried to enter the Langley, Virginia compound before. Officials say there were questions about his mental health then. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC is facing criticism after new reports show that the agency sought feedback from one of the largest teachers' unions in the country ahead of issuing school reopening guidance earlier this year. Lance Pry reports.
A teachers' union is undermining the CDC and its scientific facts. The American Federation of Teachers lobbied the Center for Disease Control and Prevention changing language on the federal agency's school reopening guidance released in February. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News, "The president needs to get a backbone and do what's right for our kids."
I mean, all the president has to do is stand up and be very firm. The teachers aren't the problem. It's their leadership. It's the teacher unions.
Teachers' unions in America are not scientists, but it is being reported they did donate roughly $20 million to the President Biden campaign. Former Nevada Attorney General, Republican Adam Laxalt.
This is an absolute smoking gun. And what's going on is that the largest teachers' union that gave record amounts of money to Joe Biden and other Democrats last cycle, they're at the table. They're directly involved in, you know, helping to steer the science and being part of this process.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas wants all kids back in school now.
We shouldn't have a politicized public health bureaucracy like the CDC answering at the beck and call of the teachers' unions. We need kids back in school.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.